This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
Cool jazz version. I'm Marcy Silman. Bertha, the world's largest tunneling machine, is still stuck in the dirt 60 feet below downtown Seattle this afternoon. A mystery object has stopped her in her tracks since Friday. Mike Lindblom covers transportation from the Seattle Times. He's in the newsroom working hard. Mike, thanks for taking time to talk to me.
Hi, Marcy. Good afternoon.
Well, we've been trying to get WSDOT, the State Department of Transportation, to talk to us. They haven't said much to any of the media. So, Mike, I understand you actually went down yourself to see what was going on. What did you see?
Oh, yeah. I learned a few things looking through the chain link fence. So this morning around 9 a.m., a blue crane had just arrived on site where Bertha was stuck, and there are some steel cylinders. In the background at Terminal 46 is a tall drill rig, some generators, some floodlights, a green container-like object that could be used for wastewater or some similar storage. So anyway, this all points to the likelihood that Seattle Tunnel Partners will be drilling vertical shafts to try to either find or break apart this object.
Well, there seems to be a lot of mystery and intrigue about what is the blockage. Do we know anything more about it?
I haven't been told anything more about it. It's conceivable that some folks on the team have a good theory, but they haven't.
They're not sharing it with you?
Well, I don't. As of yesterday afternoon, Kadena Yerkin, the DOT spokeswoman, said that the team had not determined what the object is.
You have any guesses?
Well, we've gotten guesses in the newsroom, everything from a meteorite to pilings from the old viaduct. One possibility that hasn't been discussed yet is that it could be something pretty boring, even a boulder, but because there's not a lot of hard cover above it, whatever Bertha is hitting just could be bouncing and moving around rather than being firmly held in place so that Bertha's cutting teeth can grind into it.
I'm talking with Seattle Times reporter Mike Lindblom. And Mike, you reported divers might be deployed to break up this blockage. How might that work?
Well, I think with the approach they're taking with vertical drilling, that reduces the likelihood of divers. But the role of divers in tunneling projects is to work below ground at greater than atmospheric pressures. And this is done throughout the world. Divers are on call. In fact, Ballard Divers in Seattle, I think, is the would be providing them here. Divers can go through the face of the tunneling machine and use handheld tools or do inspections to solve problems with blockages in front of the machine. There are actual hyperbaric chambers in the tunnel machine where divers can be brought in under high pressure on a flatbed truck and then taken out of the chambers on the truck, put in a tunnel machine, work their way through the storage chambers and go into high pressure areas outside the machine.
Well, Mike, I'm visualizing The Great Escape, that old movie. I'm sure that you'll be on the track of this, and we'll read more in the Times as you continue to cover it. Mike Lindblom covers transportation for the Seattle Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Marcy.
It's The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.